On any given Friday, a group of young women and men gather and use their voices. To unite crowds and start rallies, and in Pella, for the Little Dutch or for the Eagles.
R-E-D with a little bit of H-O-T-O, baby. R-E-D, red, H-O-T, red, hot, red, hot, red, hot. Woo!
And next Friday night, they, along with fellow students, their parents, and fans of football at both schools, will unite for a much bigger cause, and one that's impacted them personally.
I'm a breast cancer supporter because my aunt had it a couple years ago.
I'm a breast cancer supporter because my step-great-grandma died about 3 years ago.
I'm a breast cancer supporter because my great-grandmother battled breast cancer.
I'm a breast cancer supporter because my aunt also had breast cancer a couple years ago.
I'm a breast cancer supporter because my mom had breast cancer.
Both Pella and Pella Christian fans are encouraged to join both cheer squads and student sections to help paint the stands pink on October 17th. Cindy Atkins with Pella Regional Health Center says it's great to see students get involved in the cause.
I'm very happy that students are becoming more aware of some of the issues for their health and for their parents' health, their mother's health. The more that we can do to keep pushing health awareness to students, the better we're going to be as a population as we all age, if we just keep on top of our health and know what we need to do, try and take good care of ourselves.
Pella Christian Athletic Director Brad Ingber says it shows the strength of the Pella community each time both schools are able to collaborate together on events like these throughout the year.
Community of Pella, Pella Christian High School and Pella High have great relationship with each other. We're competitive, but we also know that the community is bigger than what happens on the athletic field, and part of our role as Christians in a community is just to be aware of places that we can have an impact.
He says that cancer can impact families on a deep level, and he's glad that the school can join Pella to increase awareness.
It's one of those things where that is a matter in families where it's a deeply personal thing, but it's also something that we want to show that we are supporting people, and that we care for them, and we're in prayer for them. And it's something that, you know, we hope we can all do something about or have some impact on in some way.
Head cheer coach at Pella High, Tracy Scholl, senior cheerleader Devin McCain, and freshman Heather Parr all agree with Ingbers, and they say they can't wait to see the community united.
I think it's going to be incredible to see the support and to see the stands painted pink and to see tattoos on their faces, the t-shirts, and throwing out pink footballs. We're also conducting a little girls' cheer clinic that night. All the little girls are going to be dressed in pink out on the track performing cheers, and we're excited to help out with the run the next morning. I just love how much support and how this is bringing awareness to breast cancer.
I think it's so awesome that Pella as a community comes together and just is really supportive about the whole thing, and you can tell that through the crowd. Nobody is unwilling to do that, and they're all super supportive of everything.
I think it's amazing to see everyone coming together, because even if they're not affected, they still are always there for people who are, and no matter what, they're supporting the breast cancer awareness and really getting out there to show it.
And they'll be ready to continue to support their own. Assistant cheer coach at Pella High, Kelly Garrington, says she lost a dear friend to breast cancer.
My best friend Sandy was from Knoxville, and most of the people in Knoxville knew her, and when she found out, she was courageous through it. She gave us inspiration to be able to support her, and to the very end, she kept her spirits up through all the financial problems, the stress. She never wanted to feel like she was a burden to anybody else. She inspired all of us, and so that's what inspires me to want to keep fulfilling or moving forward with her wish.
She says the community support and the support of the young ladies on the cheer team will be special not only to her, but to those who have lost someone to cancer.
Well, these are a great bunch of girls anyway, but it's great. And Pella's a great community for coming together for support for many things. But just to see it for something like this, it just makes my heart really happy.
Freshman Lauren Miller's mother has been cancer-free for more than a decade. Lauren was very young when her mom was going through treatments.
And it was really close to taking her life. And if it had, then I wouldn't have a mom. So it's kind of a big thing to think about that almost took her, but it didn't.
So she echoes the sentiment of her fellow cheerleaders and says she can't wait to see a big crowd covered in pink, especially for her mother.
I think my mom's going to feel really special to know that there are people who actually will do something because they care so much.
For KNIA KRLS.
PCH is what? Red hot.
I'm Andrew Schneider.
Let's go!